Welcome to Mr. Biz Radio, biz talk for biz owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
Welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And this week we're going to talk about, we actually had someone on, and absolutely funny story. I don't want to give it away too much, but we were talking before we began the show, a connection between our guest this week and a guy we had on just within the last month or so. His name's Bob Ginsburg. Absolutely fascinating show. And I didn't know there was a connection between Bob and our guest this week, but we're going to talk this week about a lot of different things, but we touched on some of this stuff. We talked with Bob about mediumship and the afterlife and things like that. And we're going to talk about that again this week. Evidence of the afterlife, things like that. I don't even want to belabor it anymore. Our guest this week is Liz Elton. She began examining if there was evidence of an afterlife and anything paranormal in 2015 following the passing of her father. Very similar story to Bob when he had lost his daughter. While she still considers herself skeptical and an atheist, although she's a cultural Jew, the evidence really blew her away. She is the author of WTF Just Happened, What the F*** Just Happened, A Sciencey Skeptic Explores Grief, Healing, and Evidence of an Afterlife. She is the host of the podcast WTF Just Happened, all about the afterlife, no woo, as she says. She also runs Science and Spirituality private events where an intimate group of you and your friends can learn more about the science behind an afterlife and get readings from highly evidential mediums who have been tested by scientists. Liz Elton, welcome. And Enton, welcome to the show.
Enton. Hi, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. So very interesting. And again, I was talking with Liz before the show, and I mentioned that we had someone on talking about the afterlife recently. She said, oh, well, who is it? You know, the community is pretty small. And I mentioned Bob Ginsburg, and she said,
he's basically like my second dad. Like, he and his wife, who sadly passed, Fran, essentially adopted me. I mean, I'm very close to my real parents. And I was, you know, obviously that's what got me on all this, how hard I took losing my dad. But I'm incredibly close with Bob. And he and his wife, Fran, have been like my mentors in this very crazy world that me, as like a very logical skeptic, was kind of little. I don't know even what the words are for when I first started delving in, but astonished, basically, what the f-? You know, that's yeah. The title. So,
and so again, it was like such a small world. I said, Bob didn't connect me with Liz. I didn't connect Liz with Bob. I had no idea. And it was just hilarious. You know, pre-show we're talking and I'm like, I mentioned Bob, and she's like, oh my gosh, he's like my second dad. I'm like, oh, gee, you gotta be kidding me. So if you like the Bob show, you're going to love Liz as well. So Liz, tell us a little about your journey. So what got you to where you're at now?
So my dad passed in 2015, and my very first thought, I always assumed without a doubt, consciousness was created by a brain, a bunch of neurons. So my very first thought I had was, well, if a bunch of our brain neurons create a life once, and if you look at just the unfathomable concept of eternity and eternal big bangs, big crunches, and probably eternal evolutions of complex species, another set of brain neurons will create another human or complex consciousness at some point, even in a trillion years, that all get to experience again. Now, that's so much better. I mean, sorry, so much worse than never seeing my dad again. But it's so much better if my only thought before then was just like eternal obliteration. So I had that thought. And then I had a brief thought, like, is there any stories along those lines where someone had that happen and somehow has an imprint of a memory of this in some way I can't understand? So I Googled that, and that was where everything changed, because I found the research of Drs. Jim Tucker and the late Dr. Ian Stevenson, who are child psychiatrists, professors at the University of Virginia, and they study cases of kids with past life memories from a very science-based, logical perspective, and they're getting positive results. And they're part of a whole division and department at the University of Virginia that studies this type of research of afterlife and non-local consciousness, as I tend to call it. And just finding this was the most life-changing thing I ever saw.
So Liz, I have to ask you, before you got into this and before, you know, your dad passed, and again, very sorry to hear about that. Before
Thank
that
you.
happened, what was your initial thoughts or your thoughts prior to that on the afterlife or the aspect of the, is there an afterlife? What were your initial thoughts on that?
Oh my God, it seemed like the Tooth Fairy, just like this impossible child-based fantasy. Like, I mean, of course I would have loved it to be true, but just there was no way. It made absolutely no sense. And I'd heard of mediumship and psychics, but I'd heard about it from a very, with all due respect, very illogical perspective. I'd seen psychics and mediums at parties for entertainment, and it was clearly stage magic. They weren't trying to trick you to think otherwise, and it was fun. And then the other option was religion. Again, no disrespect. I know a lot of religion is very important to a lot of people, especially grieving people. But, you know, from my perspective, it was just a bunch of stories, and none of them seem to have any validity from the little bit I know about religion. So just none of it seemed valid. So I wish it was true, but...
So was it, I mean, obviously it sounds like the turning point was when your dad passed. What kind of got you over the hump to like start to explore this though? So your dad passed away, and was it you're missing your dad so much, or like, hey, let me give it a shot?
Well, I actually started when he was in hospice, and it was very clear he wasn't going to survive. So I guess my initial thought that got me on this path was so much of science fiction comes true, which includes time travel. Is there any possibility we could travel through time in some way? I Googled that, and yes, time travel is possible. It's not practical. It's not doable. It would involve things such as building a spaceship and getting in and traveling close to the speed of light. And it's not the fantasy-based way where you could jump back 20 years and undo the thing you wish hadn't happened. But theoretically, according to Einstein, and time is just not this linear thing we think it is. And that was the very first thing I started to read about, and started reading about string theory, and, you know, which shows all that we have all these other dimensions. And I was like, well, our world is so much more complicated than just what we're presented with. And, you know, I thought about how we only see a tiny portion of colors on the spectrum. And those thoughts are what opened my mind to, well, if that's possible, what else could be possible? And that's when I had that thought about brain neurons. And then, you know, that if through eternal big bangs, big crunches of universes, it's more probable that another set of brain neurons would create a human that I got to be again, or another being, not a Liz, but at least a consciousness I could experience as another life. And that it was really Jim Tucker, because in the whole division of perceptual studies, because the concept of an afterlife just seemed unrealistic till there started to be this research. So when I found Jim Tucker, I mean, it was, I'm saying a very condensed version. It was a very long process, you know, started delving in, reading every book I could find by Dr. Tucker, every book I could find by his mentor, the late Dr. Ian Stevenson. And once you find one, you kind of find this whole world. So it was months of delving in.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, again, this week we're talking with Liz Enten. She's the author and podcast host of WTF Just Happened. We'll put the links in. You can find out more at WTFJustHappened.net. We'll put the links in the show notes here as well. You can follow her on Instagram and TikTok as well. Come back after the break on Mr. Biz Radio.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20 plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100 plus streaming platforms, and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel, and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show again, talking with Liz Enten this week. And Liz, I want to touch on something you mentioned. We ran out of time. I was going to ask you this then last segment, but you mentioned something. I think you said, did you say string theory?
String theory, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's
what,
already.
So what is that? I'm a neophyte. I have no idea. What is that?
Oh, sure. That is completely not in the like mediumship afterlife world. And I am nowhere near smart enough to properly explain it, but it's a theory of that we have multiple dimensions. I mean, it's like a physicist, really smarter than me, scientist theory. Some of the best theorists, string theorists, are like Dr. Brian Greene, Dr. Lisa Randall. And I just can't do justice explaining it. I'm going to come off feeling sounding very dumb, but it's essentially that there's multiple dimensions.
Okay. No, that's, I mean, yeah. That makes sense to me. And no, I just hadn't heard it before. And you mentioned that. I'm like, well, let me ask her about that. Cause I hadn't even heard of it.
I'm so obsessed with it. Google it. You're going to just lock yourself in a room for a day.
I was going to say, you get down that rabbit hole and it goes really far is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
So I have to tell you, I've heard you mention before, I was doing some research on the show, when having you on as a guest, and I've heard you mention that you are, let me make sure I got the words right. You are a science-minded atheist. Now,
yes.
The reason why that's interesting to me is I have someone in my family who is a science-minded person, has a degree in a science-related field, and they are an atheist. And so I think there's probably some correlation there, some connection there. So how do you define that? What do you mean by science-minded atheist?
Well, I guess another word I could say is an evidentialist. I think science answers how the world works. I think it's constantly evolving as we get more information and get better at science and get better at technology. But I think science is, and the scientific approach is what is the method by which we're going to find the answers to the universe and as many as answers as we can. And I think it's the right approach. And then I've added atheist to my description because I do not see any evidence of a God whatsoever. And, you know, I guess I add to that because I want to give people who are atheists hope there can be an afterlife, as well as if you're religious and you're have had a terrible loss, you can still feel the pain of it. So if you're like, wow, she's an atheist and she believes this, I think that I'm hoping to add a credibility to the fact that someone like me as an atheist still takes this research really seriously, that it's powerful. It doesn't require any belief or faith or even spirituality.
So were you an atheist before getting into all this or as a result of it?
Before, I've always been an atheist. Okay. And it's interesting because I grew up in a very secular culture. So I never really thought about being an atheist. It was just the default, like religion, cultural Judaism was always important to me, but religion and God, it was just so not part of my life that I just never even thought about it or used that word to define it. It just seemed like the obvious default from the culture I grew up in.
Yeah, I think so. The person in my family that I'm talking about, I won't divulge who it is, but they, I think, had some difficulties with certain members of the family because, to your point, you get raised and, oh, well, this is what you're supposed to do. You know, you're supposed to go to church or synagogue or whatever your religion, right? And this person was like, well, I don't get it. Like, they went to church for a while and kind of went through that experience. And then after a while, I want to say it was maybe teenage years or so, all of a sudden didn't want to go to church anymore and was kind of hesitant to say why. And then all of a sudden they came out and were like, yeah, I'm not really, this isn't my vibe. I'm not really feeling this. And, you know, a lot of folks in the family were like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? Like, this is not what we do. And this is not how you're supposed to think. And so, It was interesting to hear that. Did you, I mean, I don't want to get too personal about it. If you don't want to talk about it, you're fine.
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah.
Did you experience that in your family as well?
I mean, no one in my family believes in God. It's just this completely irrelevant thing. I guess I experienced a little, they're like, what are you talking about? The spirituality, afterlife? That's so weird. I think my mom especially was just more concerned that as I started exploring and was out of grief fog, I was just going to be crushed because it would be very clear this wasn't true. But yeah, religion was completely not part of my life at all. I don't think we ever went to church or synagogue aside from like a holiday just for fun. You know, I mean, never talked about God. I mean, we did like some holiday prayers, but more for ritual and culture than any belief. So I think if I ever, and no one I knew, as far as I knew, really believed in God. Maybe they did, but we just never talked about it. So.
Gotcha. Was, okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Very different than I think what I've started to realize most people in the country or maybe the world. I don't know. Probably my upbringing was similar when you hear of places like, you know, Norway, I even though I was in New York in the States, when I started hearing that culture based on religion is more what religion was like in my community growing up.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's talk about some of the research you've done, you know, subsequent to 2015 and, you know, going through the loss of your father and everything, and you started to really dive into this and go down the rabbit hole as we were talking about, you know, what is some of the evidence and research that you've uncovered about the afterlife?
Oh my God, so much. Well, I know Bob talked a bit about mediumship. So mediumship was a huge part of it because I learned about research being done on mediums, for example, you know, Forever Family Foundation. I found the research of, you know, Dr. Julie Beischel and Mark Bacuzzi at Winbridge, where they conduct up to quintuple blinded studies on mediums who are expected to get accurate information, specific information under tight controls, just like the process with Forever Family. There's Dr. Jeff Tarrant, who does, you know, is a neuroscientist, or I believe it's a very specific like essentially a neuroscientist. And yeah. He scans psychic mediums' brains to see abnormal brain activity. And I just started reading all of this left, right, every study I could find from Winbridge, you know, research on brain scans. And I was like, I've got to get my own medium readings. And that was the first kind of a very profound change because it went from my reading all the data, everything I could find. And there's research that goes back into the 1800s. If you look at this place called the Society for Cyclical Research, there's one in New York. The original one was in London. And there's just so much that people just don't know about. And then when I got my own medium reading, I was just like, there is no way this woman could have known what she knew. I hid my identity, fake name. And after that, I just started getting multiple readings and scoring them, coming up with the data, the probabilities of points the mediums could get. I mean, they knew. Some were terrible. Some were mediocre, but a few just absolutely inexplicable. They knew things like dad's name, specific memories, personality traits, hobbies. There's just, this is not Googleable stuff, even if they had somehow found a way to Google me on like, and I mean, some of these were phone readings where I had a Google Voice number, a fake name, had a friend pay, just completely untraceable. And there's just no logical way.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I know when we had Bob Ginsburg, if you guys hadn't seen that show or listened to that show, go back and check it out. But, you know, he talked about his certification of mediums and he said, you know, that's a big thing is with social media nowadays, it makes it easier to be a shady person saying you're a medium when you don't really have those skills. But we're talking with Liz Enten this week. We're going to hit a break here. We're going to come back and continue talking with her about the afterlife.
Would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20 plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Liz Enten this week. And by the way, I got to tell you, Liz, I know I goofed up your name in the very beginning. We literally had someone on recently. Her name was Liz Elting. So I got Elting, and I'm like, it's way too close.
It's totally fine. I assume her company was not called What the F*** Just Happened. So it'll be easy to distinguish.
Fair enough. So along those lines, what prompted you to start your podcast and author a book and all that good stuff?
So many things. Well, the book, it's kind of a long story. I was not going to tell anyone. I was like, this is so weird. It's going to hurt my other career. It's going to hurt just my life. People are going to think I'm insane. Sure. So I started to blog privately. Mm-hmm. See, just, you know, getting my thoughts together was very, very therapeutic in a very dark time. And then just bit by bit, step by step, I was like, I've got to do this as a book. And then COVID hit and I was just like, I've got to go forward with this. I put it together as a book. I was going to do it under a fake identity. So, and just the more people I started to tell were more interested instead of judgmental. And that was a big step. They were like, oh no, this is fascinating. Go forward with it. Tell people about this. And especially when they heard the way I spoke about it was more grounded. And I was like, I'm not losing credibility and people are fascinated. And then I think the final kick in the ass, I was close and that to having it done. And then I was just kept avoiding it because I'm like, it's personal. It's weird. Bob's wife, Fran Ginsburg, passed away and she was like my second mom. And I was like, I've got to get this story out. And then we kind of had a call with a group of Forever Family people just supporting each other. She passed during COVID, but not from COVID. And one of the mediums was basically like, I mean, no one knows Fran, but like if Fran tells you to do something, you do it. So she's like, that woman is no nonsense. And one of the mediums is basically saying, Fran, she didn't necessarily know I was writing a book, but she basically was like, Fran keeps showing me like a red pen editing. It's basically like, get your ass going, which if Fran tells you to do, you do it. And I was like, okay, that's it. So that was kind of the final push. I was like, I've got to move forward with this. And then same time I started the podcast, I am just obsessed with asking these researchers questions after question. And I noticed during quarantine, listening to podcasts, they weren't these perfect professionally run podcasts anymore. I mean, even the most professional proper ones were being done from someone's closet. So I felt like, okay, I can just do this. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be in a professional studio. So I did it, made every mistake in the book. I've learned since, much better editing skills and, you know, kind of listened to it grow myself. But that was really the final thing. And just bit by bit, people more and more interested rather than dismissive of the topic or me, you know, even if some are like, well, I can't believe that, but they're still open to discussing it with respect.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, and kudos to you for having the courage to do that, because I would think the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, how are people going to judge me? What are people going to think about me? You know, they're going to think I'm cuckoo or, you know, and so kudos to you and for the people that are around you, we're supporting you and willing to listen to you without judgment and give you that encouragement. And especially it sounds like Frank Ginsburg, who indirectly was giving you a swift kick in the rear end.
Oh, yeah. I think so. So that was just kind of the final and, you know, I decided to go forward with it. And I think there just also aren't many voices that are atheist, skeptical, logical, that speak to people in grief or maybe terminal themselves, that don't discuss God or faith, that actually say there is scientific data and research. And to me, this research is just so remarkable. I mean, I know I touched upon mediumship. You know, there's also near-death experiences where people pass away and come back and report just it, like this whole other dimensions, and also stuff they'll get here, conversations a few rooms away that end up being verified. There's just so much, and people do not know anything about the logical research, that scientists are studying this, that universities are studying this. And I just think it would be life-changing for people to know that, because the conversation's either like, none of this is true, or, you know, I don't want to use the word nonsense, but some of it nonsense, or some of it just requiring belief or faith, which if that is what you need to do, great. But, you know, there's other people, and all of us, 100% of us are affected by death and grief and our own mortality. So I just thought it was a very important message to get out.
Yeah. So what is the title of the book, Liz? And I know it's supposed to come out around sometime in May, right?
Well, the first book's out. A second one is okay. Coming out.
Well, that's right. Second May book. I'm sorry. Yeah.
In June. So the first book, as he said, What the F*** Just Happened? You'll find under WTF Just Happened, because I don't want to get banned. Right. Sciencey Skeptic Explores Grief, Healing, and Evidence of an Afterlife. And book two, also, What the F*** Just Happened? Oh my God, I forget the taglines. I might have it a little wrong. That's horrible. How do I forget my own tagline? But it's like,
A Sciencey Skeptic
continues to explore the evidence and do afterlife experiments and fights for justice with her dead dogs. I helped my friend on a court case. I completely butchered my own tagline, so please read it on my website. But that book is coming out in June.
Yeah, I knew it was soon. I wasn't sure if it was out yet or not. Well, we're running out of time here, but I wanted to make sure we get into, let's talk a little bit about your science and spirituality events. What do those look like, if anyone's interested?
Yeah, you can either do one virtually or in person in the right city, or if you are in a position to pay for travel. Otherwise, they can be in person in New York or at times Los Angeles. It's 5 people virtually, 10 people in person. And I give a talk for approximately an hour on all the scientific research. You have opportunities to answer questions. And I do it with a psychic medium, one who's, you know, been verified and researched by scientists. You can ask them questions as well. And then they will give readings to all the guests, group readings mm-hmm. for each person. And it's really, they're very fun. They're very profound. You can either join one, which sometimes can have a bit of a wait, or you can do one with a preset group. And they're just really, they're very, a combination of fun and very emotional. And it's a good chance to not only get readings with mediums, but get to ask all the questions you want. And again, the mediums are carefully vetted to make sure they're evidence-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. And anyone who's interested, you can go out to WTFJustHappened.net and find out more about those events. We've only got a little over a minute left, Liz, but I got to ask you, last question. What's like the freakiest thing that you've had happen with a medium that you were just like, holy crap, like, you got to be kidding me?
You know what's crazy is that there's so many that piles of things come into my mind, because I've found the best mediums because I volunteer with Forever Family Foundation. Okay, I guess there's nothing like the first reading, because you are just like, there's one story that's a little too long to tell about where my friend Joe Peretta knew this thing related to my dad. So so one of them, the first medium, said in the end, she went to ask my dad, did he want to say, she didn't say this out loud, but she asked him in her head, do you want to say a message for your daughter? Like, I love you. And then she just laughs, and she told me she asked that. My dad said, I don't need to say that. She knows what I think of her. And my dad would always say that to me. I'd be like, I love you. He'd be like, okay, bye. And I'm like, Dad. And he'd say, you know what I think of you. I don't need to say it. So, and that was just, and I hope people get comfort in the fact that there are so many mind-blowing things have happened with mediums that have absolutely transformed my view, that I had a hard time even thinking of one.
Yeah, I can imagine. Liz, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
Become part of Mr. Biz Nation. Follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100 plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.